Hey everybody, it's Ben and Rob. We're your hosts from Rise.tv, unraveling the mysteries that will bring you to the edge of wonder. And right now, everyone who's paying attention is wondering about the leaking Nord Stream pipeline between Russia and Europe. Even NATO is claiming sabotage. As the Baltic Sea bubbles, people are racing to hoard gas supplies.
Yeah, and of course, meanwhile, as we all know, Hurricane Ian is leaving Floridians like me underwater. In fact, Fort Myers is literally my neck of the woods, so it's pretty weird. So are all of these really coincidences or disaster by design? So join us tonight for an Edge of Wonder breakdown of weather manipulation, the internet's funniest reaction to Ian, and a very serious discussion about this energy conspiracy that you definitely don't want to miss.
Yeah, we were super surprised when we found out that what weather manipulation for a hurricane really looks like. And we can't wait to share all of that with you guys. But first, let's jump right in and talk about the Nord Stream pipeline. We'll see you out
on the edge.
Well, hey, are you listening to the Edge of Wonder podcast out there? If you love our work, please leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us reach even more people. All right. How you doing, Ben?
Pretty good overall.
Yeah, how you feeling, man? Where are you right now?
It's been crazy. Somewhere. So believe it or not, I'm in like Fort Myers, Cape Coral area, and my neighbor.
Right now?
Well, no, not right now. Oh. I left. I went to Miami first. Like I'm safe right now. And then I want to try to go back this weekend. I don't know. Part of me feels kind of weird for leaving, I think, because I actually know people that are there. And this other girl I found out lives down the street from me, and she's there with her father. And then my neighbor stayed, but he said that I guess our area didn't get that much flooding.
Your neighborhood got super lucky, dude. God lucky.
One of the other really bad hurricanes that came in there, I think my internet's everywhere, but one of the hurricanes that came in there maybe like 10, 15 years ago or something, I guess, happened in the same area. In the house that I have, like, also not much happened to it. But yeah, they said there wasn't really that much. He said no major damage to the home, like nothing on the roof or anything. I guess the back, the screen kind of is broken or something. I figured the screen would be gone, but I guess it's still there, surprisingly. I was having some issues with my hurricane doors before I left. It was kind of crazy, actually. And believe it or not, like, this one was motorized, and like I checked it. It was going down, like everything was fine. I'm getting ready to leave. I push it down. I didn't realize that the screen door was partially open, and it just smashed on the door. And I was like, oh my God. And then it just like got stuck. So there was a number on it. I called the number, not thinking like anyone was going to pick up. This woman picks up and she's like, oh, we have people in the area right now that are going to homes fixing these doors. They'll be over there in an hour. And I was like, oh my God. And they actually came over and fixed it.
That's lucky.
I was like, holy cow. But believe it or not, there was an event that was going on in Fort Myers over the last weekend. And I didn't even know about the event. And I went there and I met this couple that watched the show, and they've been they saw our photo, Rob, because Rob and I were actually on Myers Beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple weeks ago when we were filming everything. And so,
I was hoping the thumbnail would be a photo of us smiling in front of a destroyed beach, but it wasn't.
Dude, yeah, we're going to get into all of this, you guys. We want to talk about the Nord Stream pipeline first, but we're going to get into what's really going on in Fort Myers, what we think, our personal understanding of this, the weather manipulation aspect, like all of it. But yeah, so I'm very thankful that, you know, everything's okay. My home seems to be fine, but there we are on Fort Myers.
Yeah, that's us at Fort Myers.
And that pier is totally gone now. It doesn't exist.
Yep, they're going to have to rebuild that.
I can't believe this. This is like really, really rough. We all thought it was going to pass us, go more north. And so that's why my neighbors stayed. But he had like four generators. He's been living there for a long time. He was like set, you know. I was like, you have enough water and everything. He's like, yeah, we got plenty of stuff. So I was like, okay. But and luckily we're kind of off the like a main street. So I think that they're gonna try to get power on that area first because that's where a lot of businesses are. But some other people I know were saying that they may not have power for like a month.
A month?
Because they were at the center of this, like where the eye was literally over there, and there's like newer homes. It's a newer development, so there's no businesses over there. And they stayed, and then they were saying that one of the homes next to them, the roof just ripped off, and then all this water was going in, but their home was okay. But yes, crazy stuff, really. So I don't know, but okay, let's talk about the Nord Stream pipeline first, and we'll get back into what's going on.
I just think it's very strange that something that's like a global oil catastrophe occurs, and just right away there's a hurricane, and everyone's talking about the damage from this hurricane and not the damage from the Nord Stream pipeline. Like, what is going on? I mean, even over the last week, 4 days, 5 days, gas prices have skyrocketed. And this probably isn't even a result of the pipeline yet.
Well, and the other thing is, when you look this up, it looks kind of like a hurricane photo. So people are getting confused. Dude, I was watching the news all day today because I was just like, you know, wanting to find out what's going on with the hurricane and everything. Not once did any news station bring this up. I wouldn't even know that this even happened if it wasn't for people on our own team that brought it up to me.
But don't you think it's strange did you see that Tucker clip? I don't even know if we have it, but the Tucker clip where he was talking about basically how Biden several months ago, or when the war first started, was saying that he was going to blow up that pipeline. Like, that's the move that he would make.
Yep.
It's amazing how fast everyone forgets some of these
things. And the CIA warned 2 to 3 weeks ago that they think that someone's going to sabotage this. So Russia came back and blamed the CIA directly.
I was going to say, anytime the CIA warns about anything, isn't it the CIA that did it?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
So the reason why this, for those of you that don't know, the reason why this gas line is so important, it basically connects Russia and Europe and the whole infrastructure to the gas to Europe underwater. And like, cutting this off is like cutting off the lifeline to Europe. So this could have massive, massive repercussions. Not right away, but it's like,
Maybe 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, especially if they start running out of gas, like all these things, you know. And there's,
you know, I don't think, okay, if we're considering the CIA as a globalist puppet, you know, then yeah. But it seems like to me, what's happening here is these are moves being made by a global cabal to take control over everything.
Yes.
And this is the easiest way to do it is to control energy, control food. You control energy, you control food, you control basically almost everything. And then if you control technology, which they already do, you know, we're forced into a social credit system pretty fast. So that doesn't look good what happened, you know.
Right, exactly. And, you know, so there's been speculation on who did this. Like, even New York Times was kind of saying that maybe the Russians did this on their own to blame America or Europe for doing this. And then it's like retaliate.
Then you just summed up so perfectly how confusing the situation is.
Right. Yeah.
Like, which butthead in the world did this? Like, it could be any of them. Like, any of them for any reason could have done this. It could be a political operation, a psychological operation. Russia could have done it to blame the U.S. The U.S. could have done it to screw Europe or Russia. It's all up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, so unidentified sources said that the Germans officials – got from a tips from CIA, according to like unidentified sources that leaked this, that there was potential threat to this earlier in the summer, possibly in, I guess, early August. And so this is in the Baltic Sea. And supposedly it's more along, like, I guess it's closer to the American side. I don't know. That's what people were saying, but I don't really fully understand. I don't really know exactly where this is.
Hey, Lindsay, can you show some kind of map that shows where the Nord pipeline is? That'll take her a second to pull up. I think it's a reference, you know.
And Trump also came out and said he is offering to head a group to negotiate peace in Russia, like after this.
He could. He's the only guy that could.
He's the only
person. They'll never let him.
They'll never let him do it.
They want the war. So they'll start, he's gonna make it worse, blah, 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 whatever they're going to do to keep it going. Okay, this is – okay, great. So it's way up there. I see.
Okay.
And okay, so those blasts are where it is, right near Sweden. Have you ever been to Sweden, Ben?
No, but I'm like a quarter Swedish. I guess I still have like some relatives that still live in Sweden, I guess.
I went to Sweden and Denmark, stopped there, and actually stopped in Germany when I was younger doing some human rights work. And wow, what lovely people.
That's what I heard. Benson is the – actually, believe it or not, my name is Ben, but Benson is the name of my like – it's like my – everyone on my – grandfather's side or something like that, like
Ben's son. Yeah, it's like son of Ben.
Yeah. But I've never been to Sweden and I've never visited any of the family there, so
okay, so here's the thing. Let's say this was the Russians that did this. It would make sense because once Biden threatened that pipeline, they would have eliminated the pipeline as a risk, moved that risk somewhere else that no one knows. And then if they are destroying it to kind of like, you know, accelerate the war or whatever, like that could make sense as well. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it also like, why would the CIA calling that out and having all of the intel on who was doing this and then nothing happening? I mean, sorry, them not doing anything. And then this happens is weird. Like, I mean, who did they give the intel to stop it? Or, you know, I don't know. There's like a lot of questions with that. That's like probably the strangest part of this whole thing right now is that, you know?
Yeah, no, it really, this whole thing is very strange. And I mean, that's what I'm saying. It looks like it's the CIA warned Germany about it. But it's like, yeah, I mean, there's just no details. Everything's missing. Well, it's like, okay, well, if they heard about a possible attacks, why aren't they saying where the threat was coming from? Usually when you see something attacked like this, a group wants to claim responsibility for it because they want to be like, yeah, we're the ones that did this, right? And now it's like, no, everyone's pointing fingers at each other. Is it the CIA? Is it Russia? Is it, you know, essentially like
a
global cabal? Like, Bill Gates, you know, something like that.
He's always behind everything.
Well, that's seems to be behind everything else, right? So it's like, what is going on here? I think no matter what, whoever did this, definitely it plays more into the global cabal, you know, because like you said earlier, Rob, you know, the people, this is like a lifeline kind of thing. And if you cut that off, like people are depending on this, you have more control over those people at that point. And then at the same time that this is going on, which by the way, the photo of the pipeline explosion does look very similar to a hurricane. So then when you're looking at it, you just kind of get sidetracked by the actual real hurricane that hit, which is one of the worst hurricanes that hit the country. They're saying it could be in the top five now. One of the worst ones was 1939. And then Katrina was really bad. And Hurricane Andrew was one of the worst to hit Florida. That was a category 5 was Andrew. But
oh, great. Lindsay found it.
Yeah, great. Let's play
let's
a little
watch
bit.
This really quick.
He's the president. Doesn't phrase things by accident, particularly when he's reading off cards. He didn't say, I will pause the delivery of gas from Russia to Germany. He said, there won't be a Nord Stream 2. We'll put an end to it. We'll take it out. We'll blow it up. How will you do this? He was asked. I promise you, we will be able to do it. They thought this through. And yet those watching, very much including us, didn't take Biden seriously when he said it.
Oh, I thought they were going to show the clip of Biden. Wow. Okay. Yeah, very interesting.
They didn't show it.
But if Biden said that, then the CIA probably did it. And then they want to blame Russia.
I don't know. I think the CIA may have called it out so that when Russia did it, they could kind of like wipe their hands clean of the entire thing. When we come back from this trailer, I'll kind of share what I'm thinking right now. But yeah. You guys, when we head over to Rise.TV, we're going to be talking about weather manipulation. But that's not the only kind of manipulation we've exposed on Edge of Wonder. Ben and I did a series on the big oil industrial complex where we uncovered how the most powerful names on the planet built a monopoly on fuel and even resorted to propaganda to succeed. So if you want to hear about the push for plastic, Standard Oil, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Ford, the Prohibition, electric and ethanol cars, Mao's destruction of Chinese culture, and mysterious Bilderberg meetings, you definitely have to watch this series. So check out this trailer on the big oil industrial complex.
The planet is dying. Reduce, reuse, recycle. We're made to feel guilty for causing climate change. But what if this is a bigger agenda being financed by big oil itself? In Edge of Wonder's explosive series, The Big Oil Industrial Complex, we ask, is it all a big scam?
When it comes to oil, it does so much more than just provide our gas. Yet people know very little about how much oil goes into creating one of the biggest potential health threats on the planet right now. Plastic.
Bike to work. Watch your carbon footprint. Don't use plastic straws. Are the companies pointing fingers really the ones responsible for the destruction?
Why are there plastics in our blood? And if everyone cares so much, then why is there not more pressure on these massive companies to make changes? Who's really behind it all, and why are they doing this?
Is the focus on profits, making these industries turn a blind eye to what they are really doing to our bodies?
Nowadays, plastic is in everything, including all bubblegum.
Get ready for an expose that will turn the oil industry on its head.
You won't believe what we found.
Well, hey, are you listening to the Edge of Wonder podcast? Please leave us a 5-star rating and review so you can help us reach even more people. Sorry, Ben, go ahead.
Oh, no, yeah, sorry. I always forget we have to do
that. I know, the podcast, man. We're always forgetting about the podcast.
Yeah, so for those of you that are just joining us on Rumble, maybe even the first time seeing us, Rob and I produce many of our shows are completely produced. We're together and not live, obviously. And that was one of our big oil series. And we just took this massive, massive expose, I would say, on the entire oil industry and really what it's doing and how much control it has and had since the turn of the century of the 1900s. And even how they even controlled cars and what's going on today, and with plastic being the number one consumer of oil. And a lot of people don't think that. And then the whole thing is like, they blame the consumer. You know, when they have these climate change meetings, no one ever talks about how these companies are the ones doing all the polluting, but instead they kind of blame the consumer, even though all of these elite people that are going there are flying all their private jets with massive motorcades and everything else, but it's still our fault, you know? So anyway, it's like, well, if you weren't consuming this, we wouldn't have to have these meetings. That's probably what they would say to us.
Well, hey, back to the Nord pipeline, which is the oil kind of in question right now. You know, there's been a lot of really interesting things I found out lately about what Russia or Putin is doing. You know, he's basically like they've changed all of the monetary system over to be backed by gold, which really, if you listen to different researchers, doesn't necessarily mean that much. Like, he's making a move against the bankers, but actually he probably doesn't have enough. Like, that's not necessarily going to get Russia out of trouble, right? Because like when it's backed by an actual material substance, if you run out of that material substance, you're screwed. But so he's making moves against the bankers. And then just recently he pulled out of the Antarctic treaty. Have you heard about that? So
I haven't.
No matter what wars are going on in the world, everyone is basically always still following like the Antarctica treaty or something. It's called something like that, where nobody really touches Antarctica. It's just an agreement that all of the countries have about this. He pulled out of that. Now, it's the first time anyone's pulled out of that, apparently. And now this is going to get crazier. So in July, Putin was talking about taking back Alaska. You remember that?
Yes.
He wants to take back Alaska. Yeah.
Okay. Russia sold Alaska to the
US. Now you and I are going to be looking at this much different than other people because of the type of research that we do, right? What's in Alaska?
Oil.
Yes. What else is in Alaska? Potentially the most dangerous weapon on the planet, HAARP.
Really? It's in Alaska?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize it was in
HAARP
Alaska.
HAARP produces 1 billion watts and can beam it into the ionosphere. It can literally like destroy the planet. This is why the U.S. Air Force gave HAARP over to the University of Alaska in 2015 is because there was too much heat. Like, everyone was like, there was too many conspiracies about HAARP. But actually,
we're gonna dive into that when we go on to Rise TV. So
yes, so actually, we'll be talking more about HAARP over there for sure.
Yeah,
but with Russia. So now you've got that. What else is in Antarctica? Like, all kinds of insane technology that we're not aware of. You and I both know this, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
in Antarctica. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm thinking Alaska. Antarctica. I'm sorry.
No, Alaska, we've got HAARP over there. He's sorry, trying, like, he
yeah.
wants
There's
it.
Alaska and Antarctica. Yeah.
And he pulled out of the treaty for Antarctica.
Okay. So PolitiFact is saying that Russia is not withdrawing from the treaty. So,
okay. Well, I'm not sure if I believe PolitiFact, but
I don't
anyway,
know. I'm just stating.
It is interesting if he's not acknowledging that, but he's pulling out of mostly everything. Okay. And another interesting thing is, since he's changed the money over, he's going against everything else that's out there. It would make sense that he would want to keep all of those resources over in Russia, keep the oil over there as well. So sabotaging that pipeline so that like the effects of going to war with Russia are hitting other countries even more just makes more sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I really do think that this was probably done by Russia.
You think so, really?
I'm just like putting all of this together right now. Who else would have done it?
Well, I mean, I seriously think I mean, if Biden actually said that,
okay,
I then it's like, well, then they're all
either
working
the
together. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's Ukraine that did.
Either it's the globalists that are doing this to make Russia.
That's what
suffer.
I would just say. I would just say the globalists wanted this to happen. It's like, kind of at this point,
maybe, yeah,
who did it is kind of irrelevant. Like, if the CIA actually had knowledge that Russia themselves were going to do this, no one did anything to stop it, then that meant they wanted it to happen and let them do it.
I agree with that 100%.
Because otherwise they would be monitoring that 24/7 and letting everybody know what's going on. But instead, it's like they just announced to Germany that this is going to happen, and then it did. And they're like, yeah, see, we told you, we warned you. But it's like, Was that another Pearl Harbor? Did you just let that happen because you wanted an agenda being pushed?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of what I think. But all of that's kind of crazy. So for those of you guys that don't know, HARP stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. And this is the thing that everybody, this is like when you talk about the weather manipulation conspiracies, this is at the center of it. So, and they are doing stuff, and we have information for sure they're doing stuff. And the chemtrails, they're even proud that they can, you know, create seed clouds is what they call it, like cloud seeding, where you literally start creating clouds in the sky in hopes to make it rain in certain areas. This is what China is doing, and they're very proud of doing this. And they've actually bragged about how many square miles they can do this with. So if there's a, you know, the positive is that if you have an area that doesn't have that much rain, you can do this potentially and try to create some rain. But then it's like, are they doing other things? And if you're saying what you're saying, Rob, about how much energy they're producing, then it's like, okay, wait a minute. Are we having an issue with climate change? Or is the climate being affected by this crazy weather manipulation thing that's been going on? And imagine like how much heat that is generating. We have no idea. It's like CERN. It's like, oh, let's just turn on this like most powerful magnet machine on the planet, potentially that could change the rotation of Earth. And it's like,
you know what? No, when we go over to rise.tv, I'll show you this. I'll send you this.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. I saw an image. You remember Hurricane Florence?
Mm-hmm.
I saw an image of how Hurricane Florence was created.
Ooh.
Like how it was manipulated. And we'll share that over on rise.tv. I'll pull it up so we can look at it.
Great. Yeah. Speaking of the hurricane, we can kind of jump into that and get back into the discussion, you know, combining the two of these. Because, yeah, so I was looking at like, how did Hurricane Ian form? And they're saying it was a tropical wave. And this isn't like a wave in the ocean that just forms. It's like, so what happens, I guess, this air comes over from Africa and it kind of mixes with, you know, cooler air. And then it kind of creates this kind of wave effect in the sky. It's not the water. And then it starts turning. And then once that starts turning, that starts forming like a disturbance in the water. And then it kind of grows and grows and grows. So, that's Fort Myers right there. That was, dude, we were like right there, literally.
Jeez,
that if everyone is wondering where that photo of Rob and I were taken, pretty much right there.
I was on that railing looking over at the water.
Yeah. We walked through that railing and we were on the beach. It was like that single palm tree right there, the small one. It was pretty much right in front of that palm tree. It's like, I can't believe it. I just got a text right before we did the show from a friend of mine, and they were saying in Motlaka, which is a small island, I guess, between, I've never even heard of it. It's between like Sanibel and Fort Myers, I guess. It's a smaller island, and they're finding dead bodies on that island, I guess. But oh man,
dude,
it's pretty rough.
They have technology that can literally like vaporize the ionosphere, and they're blaming the weather on cow farts.
They're not.
No, I'm talking about climate change in general.
Yeah, I mean, no, climate change. It's like. And then this is, oh man, there's so many things going on with this, right? Because this is also like where a lot of conservative pro-Trump people are. And it's like, dude, all of Florida, the only thing that wasn't really affected was more like the panhandle part.
Now I heard it's going to go back out to the ocean and then come in.
It's already a category one. After it came out of Florida, you know, coming out of Orlando, it's like just left Florida. The whole peninsula of Fort Florida was affected. It went back into the Atlantic. It was just coming out of it was like a tropical storm. Now it's a category one, they're saying, and it's going to hit potentially like South Carolina. That's where it's headed, in Charlotte. So, dude, this is insane. Like, this is all Fort Myers Beach. And I was literally just there over the weekend. And it's just super weird seeing it now. Like, that there's a kind of like a boardwalk walkway that goes out to the ocean. And it's called Times Square because there's like a big clock in front of it. And that, I actually, some of the photos that I have where I'm meditating on my Instagram is right there in front of all of that. And it's like, wow, it's just totally gone now.
Imagine how bad it would have been if you weren't meditating there.
maybe, man. Yeah. This is just a guy that I was like finding some of these videos. Lindsay and I were kind of going through some stuff, and he's just on, he's there at Fort Myers. And like I said, I feel kind of weird because part of me is like, oh man, I feel like I need to be there to help. And this is like, this is where I was, this is where, you know, I'm kind of at every day for the most part. But at the same time, it's like, there's not much I can do now, you know, going back in there and, there's just a bunch of debris and stuff, but there's lots of trucks. Everyone's like, where's the trucks? But actually, what's called Alligator Alley, it connects Miami to the Fort Myers area, or actually the west, connects the east and the west, basically, of Florida. And there's a whole, coming into it, there was a whole line of trucks. And we have that photo or the video somewhere, Lindsay. I don't know where it is, but... But if you want to, can you show that before and after photo, Lindsay, on the Twitter? This is pretty crazy. Sorry, as I was talking, you might have already shown it. I'm not really sure. But some of these are photo. This is like a, yeah, click on the very first one. So that's before. And these are on, that was taken on Google Maps.
Whoa.
After. Yeah.
That's some serious damage.
It's very serious.
Can you show the before again? Can you go back and forth?
There's two of them. Yeah, that's another one there. And then, go back to the first one again so everyone can kind of see it. That's like I said.
Can you tell the podcast listeners what we're looking at?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So go back to the first one, Lindsay. So the CA before. So what we're seeing is Fort Myers before the storm. And it just is like a row of like houses and the streets there. And you're kind of seeing an aerial
near the apartment building.
Yeah. And there's a couple apartment buildings and everything else. The next photo, everything is
all gone. Just the apartment building is there and everything is gone. And there's some cars in a few places.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Did you see the video of that shark that was like in your backyard?
I can't believe
that was crazy.
We do have that video. We have like so many videos that we're just gonna be like, I don't even know. I was like, I don't think we can play all these, but maybe we'll just show it as we're talking about it. So let's show the shark. I have to admit, this is pretty funny. This is a shark literally swimming. I think this is, I don't know where this is.
Looks like he's having a blast.
Yeah, he's just, I think he's trying to figure out where the heck he is. Probably. I saw one, there was an alligator in somebody's driveway, and I think it was just trying to figure out where it was.
That's funny. Yeah, this is like real life Sharknado.
Yeah. so true. Yeah, man, some of this is like really crazy. And then there's like,
I want to see this jet ski man, Ben. Who's this jet ski man?
The jet ski man. I some of these people, I feel like you're making all Florida, you're making Floridians look bad. But that's why the nickname Florida Man exists, because people are nuts in Florida. So this dude is riding a jet ski in the ocean in Fort Myers during the hurricane.
You know, clearly this guy never watched Point Break.
I guess not. Or Sharknado.
Yeah. He's lucky he didn't get eaten through his chest.
Yeah. And then we got the dude, the swimmers. Oh my God. These guys are just idiots. Play that first video, Lindsay, of these swimmers. They're just on the bridge. And I don't even know. I mean, I would, I, see those guys down there on the bottom? So there's these three dudes just walking underneath this pier, and they're just like in the ocean as the hurricane is hitting, and they're just like, oh, okay. And then later on, it shows them on the bridge, and one of the guy, that's the video. One of the guy opens this gate and just runs out on the pier. Now, granted, remember, this pier doesn't exist anymore. So it's just...
These guys are knuckleheads.
It's really dumb. Yeah. I don't know what to say about this other than the fact that this is not normal. More normal Florida people don't do this, but...
No, there's always a few retards, right? <Yeah. storm.
laughs> And then later it shows them back in the water again. I'm like, dude. So no one knows. Even the media, where it was like they were on like CNN or some, I don't know, some media thing was talking about it. And they're like, dude, I don't know if these guys even survived. I'm like, yeah, because this, I mean, they I don't think they realized they were in ground zero, which is nuts. And this dude is on a wakeboard riding behind a truck. Now, granted, I think this is kind of in the aftermath of the hurricane or at the beginning of it, because
he's getting pulled by a Jeep or something. Oh, that's funny.
Truck,
it's like an old Silverado.
Yeah, but I have to admit, this might be something I would have done.
That looks really fun.
If it wasn't super windy or if it was like afterwards, you know, it's like you have no power, you have nothing to do. It's like, all right, let's go do this. You know, in the aftermath, I wouldn't be doing this during the hurricane by all means. But yeah, anyway, it's kind of crazy. And the boats are everywhere. I've been part of this community group on Facebook for that area, you know, and just because it was like, hey, it's like, I don't know what it's called, something neighbors of that area. And so, but now I'm glad I'm a part of it because everyone's been posting updates and things that's what's going on. And there's people are just posting photos of like boats in just the most random places. Like someone had a photo, there was like, is this someone's jet ski? It's just like hanging out in my front yard. there's like boats on top of houses, and someone's like, here's your boat. I don't know whose boat it is. Like it's just crazy. These guys are like, so they hurricane parties, I found out, are actually a real thing in Florida because hurricanes happen so much, and people have been there for a while, are pretty much used to them. It's not like super scary. I think what made this so scary is no one expected this to be
the waves and the flooding. Yeah.
And the flooding that happened. But yeah, people will go to these hurricane parties and most people just get totally smashed as the hurricane goes through. that's what they do in Florida.
it's time for our second trailer here. So when events like natural disasters, COVID, or political disruption happen in the world, a lot of us are left wondering why and what we can do about it. Well, Ben and I, we did some intense research and then produced the first deep dive of its kind into a part of plagues that's never really been acknowledged before. Did you know that plagues, people's spirits, the state of the earth and the cosmos are all related? You'll actually never look at history the same way again after watching our plagued episodes on When Society Falls and Divine Retribution. So check out this Edge of Wonder trailer.
A bacterium infected a flea. A flea hitched a ride on a rat. A rat spread the Black Death to all of Europe. Millions dead, dirty peasants infected. Or is there more to the story? What if our advanced mindset of the future caused us to miss something about the past? What if something tied together every epidemic throughout time? What if people weren't just reacting to plagues, but plagues actually reacted to people? This is the first deep dive of its kind into a part of plagues never before acknowledged. You'll never look at history the same way again.
So let's think about it. What exactly is a plague?
Living in the future, it's easy to look at the people of the past and pass judgment.
But there have been numerous plagues over humanity's history and even until today.
I mean, this type of look at plagues we did might be the kind of deep dive nobody has ever done before on possibly the most covered subject in history.
Plagued, Part 1, When Society Falls. Only on edgeofwonder.tv.
Well, we've, sorry, go ahead, Ben.
No, did you need to say the...
If you're listening to our podcast, which you may be now that we're, you know, the coolest guys around having our own, please make sure you give us a 5-star review over there so that we can reach more people. That's the only way the algorithm works for us.
So. Yeah, it's so true. And if you're following us or watching us on Rumble, please subscribe to our Rumble channel. And also for Rise TV, yes, we have all of our produced content on Rise. We usually publish the first episode in a series on Rumble, which you can watch. And then the rest of the series are on our Rise TV. And this one is our Plague series, especially with, like, as Rob was saying before the trailer, after COVID and everything that was happening, we really looked into it. And we just found this massive, massive rabbit hole of plagues throughout history and how they've, in a lot of ways, maybe not been created, but how they were used in certain ways to fill certain agendas even. So we really, you know, this was more of like a documentary kind of more than anything that Rob and I really did. And we, in our Relics of Power series, that was really amazing. Also more like documentary style. And that's all on Rise TV that you guys can find. So, yes. All right. What do we got here?
Good news, guys.
What is this? Go ahead and read it, Lindsay.
Orange County libraries won't fine you if the hurricane keeps you from returning your books.
Well, great. That's
just sweet of them.
What if it gets like just totally lost in the flooding? Do I have to pay for that?
Returning your books? They're like, no, we expect a return.
I still need
some kind of return.
Yeah, and I still need to find out. Like, I've never, you know, with the insurance stuff, I'm like, man. And then, like, I don't even know, like, I have to find out my options, but I won't really know a lot about that until I get back and figure out what's going on with the area and my home and everything. But
I think you got lucky, dude.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like I feel pretty good about everything. I just had no idea that it was going to, you know, go right over there. And everyone's like, you know, why live in these, like, places? Well, it's like, well, Florida is still really cool, you know. And it's like, I'm not living right on the ocean, and I wouldn't want a house on the ocean, you know. For sure, I wouldn't want to live that close or anything. But you know, these communities are good, good people, and you know, a lot of them, I mean, like, my, like, these homes, they have to have a standard. There's a code for everything. Now, a lot of what you're seeing in Fort Myers, unfortunately, there is a lot of, like, modular homes. And like those, because they're just not built the same as normal homes, because these homes are kind of made to be a little bit cheaper and a little bit more mobile. But like most of the homes there, you know, it's concrete. The roofs are really good. Like, my roof was actually a brand new roof that when I got the home, the previous homeowner rebuilt everything. And, you know, there was 2 inspections on the home, and they were like, yeah, this home is, you know, pretty solid as a sense. And, you know, like, the previous homeowner even told me, he's like, this place is like a fortress. He's like, look, I put all, like, the best stuff in this home, so, you know, it should be fine. It should endure very strong winds, and it seems like it has. So, you know, that's all good. It's just, I think when you're talking about older homes, or, you know, just, it just really varies. And it also really, you know, the problem is like, you can withstand the wind, even the water, but then, like, you know, something could get ripped off someone else's house and just, like, slam into yours, you know? I heard that there's a trampoline on someone's car. Cars are just floating out to sea. That was the other thing that I heard, too. So, yeah. Man, okay, authorities warned that hurricane... oh, this is Babylon Bee.
Yeah.
Hurricane could cause Florida to have as many water and power shortages as California.
That's funny.
That's funny.
So there's a bunch more videos here. Which one did you want to go into? I mean, there's a pirate Florida man.
So some of these are funny. I mean, you know, this is so serious. Maybe we'll show some of these funny. I didn't even
show some of the funny ones.
Lindsay found the pirate one. I don't even know what this is. So Lindsay, why don't you show this one? Because I didn't. Some of these I found. Some of these she found. What are we looking at here? Oh,
oh man. Put your shirt on.
Hopefully they're okay.
Yeah.
Man, there was a lot of stories, you know, some older people. A lot of people did lose their homes, unfortunately. Like some other people on our team, you know, we know some people, other people in the area. Someone's home that we know was flooded. Alex Boom, he's another speaker in the community. Him and his wife live in Venice, which is like about 45 minutes north of Fort Myers, and their house, I guess, is gone.
No. So,
yeah, but they're more like on the beach side of things. So yeah, I saw a Facebook post from him, and he said that it looks like his house is gone and they're going to somewhere else for a while to figure things out. Here's Florida man. Another Florida man poses with American flag. People were sending me this video. Like, do you know this guy?
You know what? Maybe that's Brian Seltzer, and he had a change of heart.
Dude, that'd be funny. I'm like, no,
it's kind of like that.
But if I would have thought about that first, I might have done that just to like get a video.
Yeah. Put that Wayne's World wig you had on and start hanging with the flag.
Yeah, seriously. I was really trying to make it for the show last Thursday. I felt really bad. I had to miss it, but I was like, okay, this is
Tuesday. You mean
Tuesday? Yeah. Tuesday.
Yeah. No, no worries. It was a good, it was all good.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Lindsay, you can just, what is this?
What the heck?
Show this.
So we're looking at some sort of pineapple looking thing being dragged behind a truck. And someone wrote, you know, stuff is getting serious when SpongeBob is evacuating.
That's funny.
We're heading to Miami. That's pretty funny. Man. Yeah. All this is so nuts.
Yeah, what about, here we go. So y'all survive on 3 sodas a day, but when a hurricane comes, y'all turn into a fish and need 40 cases of water. That's true.
So
that's funny. It's the Weather Channel.
This is pretty, a lot of this is pretty funny. And, you know, okay, so a lot of people are talking about one thing, it's great having Ron DeSantis as governor. You know, that's one of the reasons why I'm not as stressed out as if this happened like in New York, for example, which was kind of actually, and you know, this isn't my first hurricane either. Hurricane Sandy, I was right in the center of that in New York, and I was out reporting on that thing. And, you know, I went out after in the aftermath of things. I went everywhere. I went to Staten Island. And that was one of the saddest things I think I've ever seen. Yeah. Staten Island. When I went there, I heard some really crazy stories. And, you know, in Florida, I think people, because one, the infrastructure is super old in New York. So it was like barely a category one. So it was like the infrastructure old. And people just had no idea how to handle or prepare for a hurricane. So it was very disastrous. You know, in Florida, it's like everyone really comes together. Like I was kind of surprised by how well everyone's like, hey, what do you need help with? You know, like my neighbor's helping me with stuff and everyone's like texting each other. People that I don't really even know very well, I'm like texting and communicating with, you know, just because it's like everyone's worried about each other and everyone's like, hey, you know, do you want me to check on your home or whatever. So, you know, it's cool. And I think that that's where you kind of see everybody really coming together. But I know, you know, Biden did announce that they're going to really put off a lot of money and do whatever they can to help out with Florida. And then with DeSantis there. And
yeah.
Stuff,
if they're vaccinated, maybe. Did you see that video? Did we show that video, Lindsay?
We didn't show that video yet.
I gotta show you guys this video. This, you guys probably already saw this, but this is ridiculous. This happened like a day or two before the hurricane hit.
So it
the
didn't.
Biden one, right, Rob?
Yeah. Okay. After we play it, I looked into it and I'm like,
oh, so it got shared a day or two before the hurricane.
It got shared a day or two. That's the key. But let's watch this. Listen.
Let me be clear. If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now. Everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated in a hurricane or a disaster hit.
What are you talking about?
If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now. Everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated in a hurricane or natural disaster hits. Let me be clear.
They plan things. They think they're smart or something with how they plan things. And then they end up just looking so like stupid.
Yeah. So, okay. He did say this before Hurricane Ian even formed. So, you know, and the mainstream media is like, no, he didn't mean like, well, it's like
there's no way to get out of this one.
He did say it. I mean, I was trying to see what the mainstream media said. Mainstream media is saying that he meant, well, if you're vaccinated, that means like, you know, you're safer when they rescue you and you go to the hospital or whatever you need to go to, you know, because you're safer around people. And it's like,
it didn't come out that way.
But it didn't come out that way.
Like it was almost as if he was saying like, you're, you know, the vaccination and the hurricane damage are like one thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree. And also to me, it was like, it was completely left field. It's like, why do you even need to bring up the vaccine?
It has nothing to do with hurricanes.
What do you need to do to prepare for a hurricane? Like, it's like, no, get your family together, have an exit strategy, you know, have hurricane things, like install this. It's like, no, get vaccinated. It's felt like a sales pitch more than anything else. Like, did Moderna pay for that for you to say that? Like, how much are you getting paid, Biden, for saying that exact comment that you said when vaccines have nothing to do with hurricane preparedness? And most of the people in Florida, by the way, aren't even vaccinated, which, you know, they, in fact, that was one of the things that came out. The new booster shots came out and it was like very few people in Florida got the new boosters. I think people even who are vaccinated don't even want to get the booster shots. So that's funny. Category 4 Floridians in category 5 hurricanes, and it shows the movie 300, like they're preparing for war, and then Floridians in weather below 60 degrees. And
this is something that really, you know, this is something that really shocked me being down in Texas for a while. Was everyone in Texas is like they're tough. They come off as tough people. As soon as it hits like 65 degrees, they have like winter coats on. They cannot take the cold at all. I'm like, you guys, like, seriously, you know, like, toughen up. It's crazy. You know, like it'll be like 70 degrees. It's just before it starts getting a little cool, maybe 65. And they've got their seat warmers on. You know, those are for like heavy, like cold temperatures when you put a seat warmer on, you know. What's this?
Oh, that's
trying to protect
hilarious.
His car.
Yeah,
debris.
People are kind of crazy. Florida's his own little world, I realize. After being there. It is. It's kind of like, it's, I don't know. Texas is another, its own little world. It's like Texas and Florida could be their own states or like countries if they really wanted to. And they both, I think, probably would love to be their own countries. So, oh, man. Proof that hurricane is coming. Floridians do not want Dasani. It shows an empty shelf of water except for Dasani. So, you know, I was talking to something related to there's an agenda with Cubans, actually, more on this side of Florida than Miami that I've realized. But I was talking to somebody recently who they know a lot of Cuban people. And they're like, you know, freaking out. Or, I mean, the person from Florida was freaking out, like, oh man, the shelves are empty and everything else. And the Cuban's like, well, this is normal. Like, all our shelves are always empty, you know, in Cuba. And it's like, well, yeah, it's because it's communism, you know? So it's just really weird to think about. But actually, there was a whole group of illegal immigrants that were coming over here from Cuba, I think, during the hurricane, and the boat capsized, and the Navy, the National Guard, or not National Guard, but the Coast Guard was looking for them. And it's like, why would anyone come over here in the middle of a hurricane? But I think that's probably why they were coming over here during the middle of a hurricane. So they could get in easier if they were coming in illegally. So anyway, kind of crazy. But yeah, I mean, going back to Texas though, you know, that I think that's why the same thing with New York and the hurricane in New York. It's like, New York doesn't have the infrastructure for a hurricane. It's like, there's never been, like, the last hurricane that hit New York was like 100 years ago or something. And the last snowstorm that hits Texas was like, you know, never. No. So the other year when the snowstorm happened in Texas, it's like, you know, you're just not prepared for it because, you know, you don't have to think about snow in Texas. So what does it say? Okay. Meanwhile, in Florida, we're open until letters fly off the sign.
Yeah.
People are joking or saying like the first things that are going to open in Florida are going to be bars. It doesn't matter if they have any power. They're just going to be like, cash only, come in.
Yeah. We're open. It's like destruction everywhere. The roof's off. They're still certain. Yeah.
Like, that's going to be the first thing that's going to open. So. Oh man, I'm scared to go back, but when I do go, I mean, I'm just like not scared, but worried what I'm gonna see. But when I do go back, I'm gonna make sure I get tons of video. I'm gonna try to do whatever I can to keep you guys updated and get as much video and photo. If I can't go live, then I'll just do stuff, and then Rob, you and I can, you know, I can show some stuff that for some show when I get back. I don't know what the plan is right now for me. I'm still kind of figuring this out and talking to people in the area. So right now they really don't want anyone to go back at least until the weekend, they're saying, because they want to clear the roads and there's a lot of down power lines. In fact, one of my friends, she was saying that one of the poles just snapped in half and it had a transformer on it and the whole thing just landed in water. So, and there's like, you know, Fort Myers had some fires from some of the transformers that exploded and stuff. So kind of crazy, but the crews are going, they're there. I think today they arrived later today, and, they're already starting trying to do the cleanup, at least clean off, you know, it's like everything's in stages. First thing's clean off the roads. Second thing is provide power to, the like most important places like hospitals and things like that. So yeah, and then kind of go from there. So we'll see what happens. But definitely insane.
Well, hey everybody, we're about to leave Rumble and head over to rise.tv, where we'll explore in-depth details about Hurricane Ian that you're only going to get on our private platform. You're definitely going to want to hear our unique perspective on this. In fact, we'll be diving into what weather manipulation really looks like for a hurricane and the strange patterns that don't make any sense about Ian. So join us on rise.tv for just $9.99 a month and support our work. You'll get to ask us your questions during our live Q&A and be on the Edge of Wonder chat with us. And don't forget that your support lets us do these deep dives and bring you the truth that the censors don't want you to hear. And if you're listening to our podcast, remember to leave a 5-star rating and review to help us reach even more people. So check out this Edge of Wonder trailer and then join us on rise.tv for a discussion on weather manipulation that you're not going to want to miss.
Part ape, part human hybrid, cyborgs and Terminator technology already existing? Sentient robots becoming indistinguishable from people? No. It's not the plot of the newest Matrix movie. This is our reality. A transhumanist one. How does transcending humanism tie into eugenics, Darwinism, and even cloning. Is there any part of our world that transhumanism hasn't touched? Is resistance futile? How can we rage against the machine?
Well, hey, y'all, if you're listening to